We're moving now to neuropathy, and that's a very important topic. I want to think of neuropathy as three different groups. It's either that one nerve is affected, and that's what we call mononeuropathy, or multiple nerves that are affected in different parts of the body, arms and legs, and that's what we refer to as polyneuropathy. The third type is multiple mononeuropathies. So instead of all the nerves are affected in legs and arms, it is one nerve affected here and there in a random way, but not all of them. And that's what we refer to as multiple mononeuropathies or mononeuritis multiplex, mostly because the etiology most of the time is inflammatory. Mononeuropathies, again, it's usually one nerve involved. Almost always, it's a mechanical compression on that nerve, each nerve has certain spots or areas where it can commonly get entrapped, but the lesion or entrapment does not always have to be in that point. So median nerve, for example, almost very commonly, I would say, it is entrapped at the level of the wrist. But it does not have to be there. It can happen anywhere. So we need to keep this in mind in case things do not fit well. Peripheral polyneuropathy, the involvement of the nerves is diffuse and symmetric in both arms, both legs together. The etiologies are usually systemic. Things like diabetes, alcohol, and thyroid disorders, and all the autoimmune conditions and rheumatology conditions, paraneoplastic, vitamin deficiencies, medication-induced, all these different etiologies. Multiple mononeuropathies or mononeuritis multiplex, as we mentioned, it's commonly inflammatory etiology, and the involvement here is not related to it is not length dependent, so it does not follow a certain pattern. This will be a case of someone who developed ulnar neuropathy, for example, last year, and then this year, a few months ago, comes with a peroneal neuropathy, and then a couple months later, he's developing the other side, femoral neuropathy, and now he's developing carpal tunnel syndrome. So within several months, he's just having one mononeuropathy after the other, and that's obviously odd, and that's what we refer to as mononeuritis multiplex.